This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey everyone, just a quick reminder before we start the show that All Songs Considered, like all of NPR's programs, doesn't happen without your support. And the best way to show your support is by making a donation to the public radio station of your choice. When you support the station, that supports the whole NPR family, including All Songs Considered. Just go to donate.npr.org/music. There you can pick the station of your choice and help us get more music by more artists to more people. Again, that's donate.npr.org/music. Thanks so much for listening and for all of your support over the years.
Robin, here! Hey! Take off your headphones.
Bob! Hey! I saw you, but I didn't.
What you listening to?
Nothing.
Oh, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Hey, let's get something to eat.
Yeah, where were you thinking? Did you make a reservation?
I wasn't sure. Like, there's a Lord of the Fries down the street. We could go there.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of Thai restaurants, too. If you want, we can go to the Titanic. It's just opened up. And
oh, I love Titanic. Yeah.
And Tie Me Up's another one. It's a little further away. I don't know. So.
Well, whatever works for you. I just think this is we should make this a new holiday tradition, grabbing dinner before we go away for our break.
How about some fish? There's the Codfather down the street.
All right, Codfather it is.
They just opened, so. Before we go, there's Crooked Beat, the record store. I just want to pop in, get the Levy's record for my mother for Hanukkah. You know, I got to get her something. And she doesn't have it. She'll appreciate, I think she'll like Applesauce versus Sour Cream, one of the great the Hanukkah songs of the last 3 years.
That's a great record.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, Bob, look out.
What's that?
Who are you? What's going on?
Calm down.
Calm down.
Yeah, calm down. Make yourself comfortable on the floor of the van. Which one of you bums is Robin Hilton?
That'd be me.
Think about shaving sometimes. You must be Bob Boylan.
That's Robin Hilton.
No, you're Bob Boylan. I can tell now.
The hat.
You ever think about ironing your shirt?
I'm in radio.
Okay, listen. You guys don't look great. You've got some important work to do here.
So who are you?
What is this all about?
Who I am is not important, gentlemen.
That's probably true.
The job here is what's important. The European Space Agency and its Rosetta spacecraft recently landed a probe on Comet P67.
What the heck does that do with us?
You people ever follow the news? This has been in the news.
I think I did see something about this.
It's a comet 300 million miles away. Very, very important space mission here.
Yeah, so what? What does that got to do with us?
Well, we detected a mysterious song coming out of the comet. Nobody knows who it is or what's behind
it.
We're determined to find out. We are determined to find out.
What does that have to do with us?
I mean, we like songs.
Isn't it obvious? It's a song. We want to find out what's going on with this song. We need to send two music experts to space to investigate.
No, that's really kind of cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
We couldn't find any music experts, so we grabbed you guys.
Well, look, this isn't really a very good time right now. You know, we're about to grab dinner, and it's the holiday.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Your country needs you. Get a shave. Get a clean shirt. You're going to space.
Whoa! Hold on, Bob.
Whatever I ever said to you, I didn't mean it. I mean, except the good stuff.
If we don't make it through this, I want you to know that I've always loved you.
Oh, that's creepy. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear.
Now it's time to leave the capsule.
Wow. Whoa. Check it out.
This is so much better than my apartment window.
Look at it. It's amazing.
The color blue I've never seen like that.
Just unreal. I can see my house from here.
You can't see your
house. No, totally. That's my house. I'm getting a reading that there's oxygen in the capsule here. Let's take our helmets off.
How do you do that? I've never...
Here, just a second.
How did these even get on?
I feel so much better with that Corning wear off my head.
I know, right?
Right. Whoa, what's that sign? It says Music Lab?
Yeah, we should check out the rest of this place, see what they gave us to work with here. Wow, this room is much bigger. This is nice. Yeah, check it out.
It's like a music studio.
I guess they figure if we're going to investigate this comet, we need some sort of lab to work in.
What's that red button over there?
Oh, it says Comet 67P Rosetta Reference Tape.
Oh, that's why we're here.
Hit it. Huh. You know, I have no idea what that could be. It could be anything. It almost sounds like a popcorn machine or something, or maybe just some static.
Yeah, I hear the rhythm and stuff. I wonder if they ever tried putting it through like a music program, like Logic or Ableton.
Oh, they've got Ableton here.
Here on this computer?
Yeah, I can see it all loaded up here. And we can run it through the defragmenter here and see if we can't clean it up and make some sense of it. I guess we'll figure it out when we get there.
Oh, look, a turntable.
Get out.
This is like from the 60s. I had one of the old Techniques. Let's turn it on.
What do they have here for us to play?
It's a holiday record.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, the Ronettes.
That doesn't sound right.
It's kind of going backwards. So, how about... I got an idea.
All right.
You know how to run this capsule thing yet?
I'm sure I can figure it out.
Make it spin at 33 and a third.
Okay, let's see here. Just
and then the record... Yeah, you got the idea.
Just see those sleigh bells jingle and ring, tingle, tingle.
song sounded better than ever. Nice work on getting the... How did you... Is the whole thing spinning now at 33 and a third so we can play the
turntable? Yeah, it's still... We don't feel it, but it's still spinning.
But
yeah.
We're still going to the comet, right?
Yeah, spinning and moving. It's
can
it's
you turn us around and get us back to Earth? Do you have...
You know, I don't know. We may have to call back down to Mission Control.
They won't let us.
You know what? It looks like there's a place to plug my iPod in here, too. I have my cell phone with me, and it's got music on it. Just a second.
Wait a minute. But all your music's in the cloud, but I guess we're closer to the cloud, so it'll probably be better?
I guess so. I don't know how that works.
They've got it figured out. They're not going to leave two music guys without music, right?
Let's see here. I think I have exactly what we need for this occasion.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles
That's Ages and Ages. You know, they put out one of my favorite records this year, Divisionary.
Yeah.
Love that band. It's a beautiful version of that song. You know, hand claps. You got me. I just melt.
It's like me and Jingle Bells. In fact, I've got the perfect follow-up tune, but let me get my phone. I think I left it back in the main capsule.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Huh? Hey, Bob. I think there's somebody outside the ship. Is that Chris Staples? Be Still My Beating Heart, the man behind one of my favorite records this year? Chris Staples, it is you. What are you doing here?
Hey, Robin. Actually, I was on my way to play a show at the International Space Station, and... figured I'd just stop by real quick and say hello.
Why don't you take your helmet off?
Oh, yeah.
You know, your record, American Soft has meant so much to me this year. It really has.
Oh, thank you.
I can't believe you're playing the space station. We're not. There's no way we can make it. But I'm wondering, you know, Bob and I are up here, and we were thinking about how we're missing the holidays. Are the holidays ever big for you?
Well, when I was a kid, me and my family and another family would go caroling. And, like, even as, like, a young child, I thought the whole thing was kind of funny. It's just a weird tradition because, I mean, when you get to someone's house and you're standing in their front yard, like, right off the bat, you're already, like, trespassing, for one. and then you're just unannounced, like, playing in someone's yard and singing through their window, and I just think that's really funny.
So you're singing, you're waiting for them to come out.
Right, yeah, unannounced. Maybe they don't even know who you are, and then they're standing there awkwardly on the porch. I just got a kick out of it for some reason. I thought it was funny.
You brought a ukulele with you. I can't believe it. Is there a song that you used to sing when you'd go caroling with your family? Maybe you could share.
Yeah. Here? Silent Night was always a big one, a fave of mine, so I could do that one.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Cool.
Silent night, holy night, all is gone, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep.
Thank you so much. That was just lovely.
Oh, thanks for having me. Well, I probably should get going.
Thank you for stopping by. This is incredible. See ya.
See you later.
Hey, got my phone.
Bob.
I got some bells and stuff to play for you. You're going to love it.
You're not going to believe this. Seriously, Chris Staples was just here.
we're in a space capsule.
No, he came out. He knocked on the door out there, and he came in. He's playing the International Space Station tonight. I'm serious. He was just here.
Okay, yeah. I think you're just obsessed with this Staples guy. I mean, I think you must have dozed off.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a dream, but I am obsessed with that record this year, American Soul.
And I bet he had a guitar with him, too.
Well, a ukulele, actually, if you must know.
Yes.
Well, anyway, what do you got? You went and got your phone. What do you want to play?
Chris Staples. How about if I play... a long time ago, there was this great band called Wizard. Roy Wood led them. Roy Wood used to be in a group called... It doesn't matter. The Move.
And
the first Electric Light Orchestra record. Anyway, he made one of my favorite holiday songs ever. A little cynicism and a lot of fun. How about if we play I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day?
Perfect.
Jump into your bed, quickly cover up your head. Don't you
And you're listening to All Songs Considered for the Holidays from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu, with Black Twitter, A People's History, from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Directed by Prentice Penny, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History premieres May 9th, streaming on Hulu.
I can't believe we're up here missing everything. You know what we ought to do?
What's that?
We should totally call some of our friends back down on Earth and see what they're doing right now for the holidays.
Is the cell phone thing going to work?
I don't know. I mean, it has some sort of a communication thing here.
What's that button?
It says, and we can just call. Who do you want to call? Let's call somebody.
My favorite space person. How about Dan Deacon?
Oh, perfect. I got his number right here.
Oh my gosh, Dan, we're in space.
How is it?
It's cold up here. Dan, it's Robin Hilton from NPR. How you doing?
Hey, Robin, how are you? How's space?
Space is cold.
It's
cold. Don't let them fool you into coming up here, because we're missing the holidays here. It's just awful. So
I know. I just missed Thanksgiving myself, so I can understand your woes.
Were you in space too?
I was on a flight. I was sort of in space. I was in, like, you know, the lowest levels of space.
And it's weird to be, like, not with whatever your tradition is for any holiday.
But, I mean, you guys are in space, so time must be working radically. You guys might have missed, like, hundreds of Christmases by now.
Yeah, we were thinking that...
We weren't even sure if you were still alive.
That's right. Or you were a baby.
Before I died thousands of years ago, I, like, uploaded my consciousness to the computer, and I set up this voicemail service. And I'm glad to see it's working.
That's amazing. What vision.
No one's called, so I really appreciate y'all calling.
It's the only number I had. Yeah. So sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, no, I know.
What do you like to do around this time of year? Do you have a tradition or maybe one that you grew up with?
I think that the one thing that comes to mind is eating Irish soda bread. It's like the one time of the year that I ever eat it or have access to it. Or I guess if I had access to it, I'd eat it constantly. But my sisters make it every year. And it's become, I guess, the closest thing we have to a Christmas tradition.
What is Irish soda bread?
It's a bread, I guess. I don't know. I've never made it, but I could tell you how it tastes. It's got a lot of, like, caraway seeds and raisins, and we put too much butter in it and on it, and it's got, like, a delicious sugary glaze. I'm guessing it's called soda bread because of the high amount of baking soda you put into it, but I really don't know. But
that kind of soda.
Delicious.
Did you guys listen to Christmas carols or other music that you played?
There was. The Elvis Christmas CD tends to be a staple.
What's the Elvis song that comes to mind, like Blue Christmas, or what favorite one do you have?
Yeah, I think Blue Christmas is you know, I'm sort of like a sucker for the hits, but
yeah, because we are gonna have a Blue Christmas without you.
Well, at least you two have each other.
That gets weird.
Spoon me, man.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Save me a piece of soda bread when you come back. It might be either not yet baked or it might be very old when we come back. I don't know. I haven't figured that time thing out.
Maybe it'll be just as it's coming out of the oven.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the eternity of space.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's pretty. We're waving. Can you see? No, you can't see.
I can feel it.
All right. We love you, buddy.
Happy holidays.
And I can't wait for that new record you got coming out.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling.
Cheers.
And, happy holidays. I'll talk to you in 1,000 years your time and probably a couple minutes my time.
Great. We'll figure out this comet sound, too.
Wow.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. So blue, just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here.
You know, whether or not you believe me about Chris Staples being here, that record of his, American Soft, just meant the world to me this year. It really did. And it made me think of another record that meant the world to me, Perfect Pussy, Say Yes to Love.
On my top 10, too.
It was on my top 10 list. They played our South by Southwest showcase back in March. And
oh, that was amazing.
Their record just slayed me.
She's got a lot of sentimentality, despite all the screaming and stuff. If you actually follow those words, they're...
Yeah, no, I know. And talking with her, Meredith Graves, the singer of the band, after that show in Austin.
We should definitely call her. Glad we got these top 10 lists up before they captured us. I mean...
What would the world do? The world would be lost without our top 10 lists. But, let's give her a call.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great.
Hey, Meredith, it's Robin Hilton from NPR.
Hey, Robin.
Are you all done with the tour and back home? And
yeah, we don't have another tour until the end of January. We get 5 weeks off, which is the most time we've had off in a year.
Nice.
And then we're going to Australia, so.
Wow. That's like a 27-hour flight or something like that.
Yeah, we know. I'm already dreading it. I hate flying to begin with, but, we'll live. We just did like 11 months living in a van. I think we can do one day on a plane.
Well, we're stuck here in a capsule up in space, and we're traveling further than 27 hours, so.
Oh, no. Christmas.
Yeah, it's like 300 million miles to our destination.
Oh, God. You have amazing reception for 300 million miles, I have to tell you.
Yeah, I think the fourth 300,000 miles are the worst.
Yeah, it really is.
the first three are the other good ones. Well, we've just been up in this capsule, and there's not much in the way of decorations, and I grew up with not much holiday tradition, yet I still miss it, and here we are, we have none. So we're calling our friends, just wondering what you might have done, and maybe it'll make us feel good about the holidays that we're about to miss because we're on a mission.
Oh, my family loves Christmas. That's the thing. I grew up in a family where, like, having a tree is a thing. Having my great-great-great-grandmother's ornaments from the Victorian years is definitely a thing. Like, I grew up having the Christmas where we would unwrap the tissue paper of Victorian ornaments from the old, like, Kaufman gold department store box, you know, like, that was a thing. But last year we were on tour, and I was in Dallas, Texas in a hotel room. I didn't get Christmas last year.
This is like this us year, in the capsule.
It's exactly
yeah,
the same thing.
Dallas,
I was on the surface of the moon.
Was that your first Christmas away from home?
Yes, it was. They're really glad that I'm coming home this year.
And what are you going to do?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the big Christmas tradition in my family is, well, I have this aunt who was like a second mother to me growing up. She's my mom's sister, and she's like my best friend in the world, and she's like a second mom to me. And when I was a kid, I also have a younger brother, and we were obnoxious. We were like the two oldest kids in the whole family, and every year it was like, what are we getting for Christmas? What are we getting for Christmas? Kids are like that. And one year, we apparently made our aunt so angry. We made her so mad. Like we were young. We were like 7 and 4, just badgering her. Like, what are we getting for Christmas? What are we getting for Christmas? And she whipped around. She turned on us and said, all you kids are getting for Christmas are underpants and lollipops.
Wait a minute. That's what I got.
And that shut us up so fast. So every year, ever since then, I mean, I'm 27 years old. Ever since then, every single year for Christmas from my aunt, I get underpants and lollipops.
She was serious.
Yes. Oh, she gives them to us on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day we have the big family tradition. But every single year of my life, I get underpants and lollipops for Christmas from my family. That's the tradition in my family: underpants and lollipops. I don't know how it stuck around this long, but I don't know anyone else that does it. So I'll get to do that this year. I won't be in Dallas.
Do you have songs that come to mind? Do you have a favorite holiday song or Christmas song?
Yeah, play us a song.
You know, if I wanted to use your show as a dating service, I would say it's the Sufjan Christmas album, probably.
That's a good one.
But if I was being totally honest, it's I love the Ginny Eat World version. Or I think it's like a Wham song or a George Michael song, that Last Christmas I Gave You My Heart. Ginny Eat World does a cover of that. And that is probably my real favorite Christmas song. But I like all the pop hits, too. I like any, like, pop star covering Christmas songs. I love Christmas. I love it. I love Christmas music. So
happy you get to spend it with your family. We'll be thinking of you as we...
I'm so happy, too.
We're waving. We're up in space. We're waving to you.
Yeah, I can see you. I'm in Brooklyn. I can see you from here.
Or that little white dot moving quickly, disappearing
I'm
rapidly.
Waving back.
All right, well, make a wish on a tree. Do you do that? Is that what they do on trees?
Oh, please.
You wish on trees? You wish on anything. If you're me, you wish on anything. Anything you can get.
That's magic.
Well, perfect.
Well, congrats on a great year with the
Thank
band.
Thank you so
and
much.
The record and
Couldn't
the
have done it without you.
Aww. We'll see you again soon.
Happy holidays, guys.
All right,
happy
love
holidays,
you. Bye-bye.
Too.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and listen to the Ginny Eat World version of that song.
I love this, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it
You know, Bob, it's no secret I've never been a fan of that song. You know, I've...
Not even up here?
Not really even up here. I told you when I used to live in Japan during the holidays, for some reason they thought, my schools thought that that was a traditional classic, an American classic, you know, like up there with Silver Bells and White Christmas, and I had to sing it before every class, like five times a day, every day for the entire month of December.
Wow.
The Wham version.
Yeah.
But, you know, actually, that Jimmy Eat World version, that's not bad. That's the best version I've heard so far.
It is. It really is. I love that tune.
Oh, check it out. It looks like the program's done processing the song. Let's tune it in here and see what it came up with.
You mean the Comet song?
Yeah. Religion? That sounds like a Christmas song. What is that? Angels We've Heard on High? What could possibly be making this song come from the Comet?
It is rock music.
You know, we've spoken with people who've put out all of my favorite records this year. Meredith, we played the Ages and Ages song. We heard from Chris Staples. It seems like it'd be crazy to not talk to Rivers Cuomo from Weezer, since that was by far my number one record this year. Can we do that?
I have his number.
All right, let's give him a call.
Let's see.
Rivers?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we've just been...
we blacked out. No, we're okay, we're here. I'm Bob, we're in space, in case you didn't know that.
We're feeling a little homesick for the holidays, looking at the big blue Earth down below us and thinking of what's going on and... Were the holidays big for you growing up? Was there a tradition that you liked?
Okay, I'm remembering back to being about 7 years old and being in my bunk bed with my brother. Lights out, Christmas Eve, going to sleep, anxiously anticipating the next morning. And then we hear Santa on the roof. We hear some bells, and suddenly the door opens and my parents come running in and they say, "Wake up, kids. Santa was just here. He brought your presents." So we ran out there, and they sat us down, and they said, "Actually, it's time we told you the truth. There is no Santa."
Oh, you crushed me.
"But we're going to let you open your presents on Christmas Eve. You don't have to wait till tomorrow morning."
I guess
it was this really, really cool trade-off, and really we were just happy we got to open our presents early.
I guess they wanted one last hurrah before they broke the news to you.
Yeah, it's definitely created a memory for me.
You've got young kids of your own now. Is this a tradition you plan on continuing?
Well, it's something I've really been thinking about this year, and I've been quite sad because I feel like my family has lost all sense of tradition around Christmas, and my wife is Japanese. Christmas doesn't really mean that much there. And she doesn't really know how to participate. For her, the big holiday is New Year's. And I don't know how to help her with that. And I wonder if my kids feel any magic around this day. This year, we're not even going to be here. We're going to Japan. And I almost feel like I've given up. Like, I don't know how to keep the magic going. I grew up in New England and there was snow, and it was such a wonderful time of the year. And now I'm in Santa Monica, California, and it kind of feels like every other day of the year.
Yeah.
So I've been quite sad about that and not sure what to do. I was concerned that my kids don't have this feeling of magic, and I thought, well, maybe it's just because I'm getting older. When you're 7 years old, you're going to feel magic no matter what. But then I went to the parent-teacher conference just today and found out that my daughter has been struggling to write this little composition about holiday tradition, and she just doesn't know what to write about.
Hmm. Maybe you have to start with just some, like, really basic 101 thing, like get a tree, then put some presents under it, and then turn on some Christmas carols. And
I'm trying. The thing is, every day here is so great. We're always with our family. We're always hanging out and talking, and it's hard to make a day really stand out and feel different.
Well, that's pretty fortunate, and they'll remember that. You believe me, they'll remember that.
Do you have a favorite song for this time of year, either a Christmas song or a song that you find takes you back to this time of year?
And I have to say that last year I had the amazing experience of discovering a Christmas carol I'd never heard before that completely blew me away.
What was that?
And it was at my daughter's school. She was in the choir, and I just heard them. I went to the performance. I heard them singing the song, and I was just totally bewitched by it. And I had to go up to the teacher afterward and ask her, what was that song? It's so beautiful and haunting. And she told me it's this little-known Christmas carol by someone named Alfred Burt, I think his name was. And I did my own recording of it, and I put it up on Spotify. You can hear, I think, just search for my name, Urs Cuomo, and you'll hear my very very indie-sounding home recording of it. It's just a beautiful song. I did a little research on the guy, and he was a pastor, maybe, and he had a mailing list of friends or people in his church, and every year he would send out a card and a Christmas carol he wrote. And then it wasn't until after he died that some of them were collected into an album, and since then they've slowly gotten wider circulation. It's just, this song in particular is so beautiful to me. It's called Some Children See Him.
Well, thank you so much again for this, and enjoy the holidays.
Okay, same to you guys, and safe travels back to Earth.
Yeah, well, I hope we get there.
Some children see him lily-white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily-white, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see him bronzed and brown, the Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronzed and brown, with dark and heavenly hair. Some children see him almond-eyed, this Savior whom we kneel beside. Some children see him almond-eyed, with skin of yellow hue. Some children see him dark as day, sweet Mary's son to whom we pray. Some children see him dark as day, and they love him too. The children each in different place will see the baby Jesus' face, like theirs but bright with heavenly grace, and filled with holy light. Oh, lay aside each earthly thing, and with thy heart as offering, come worship now the infant King. 'Tis love that's born tonight.
Wow, that is a lovely song. I'd never heard of this guy, Alfred Burt, before.
Beautiful example. I'm going to go back and explore some of the ones that he's written and other people have made.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Rivers just got me feeling very wistful for the holidays, you know, talking about his kids and whether or not he's doing his best job possible to pass on the traditions of the season to his kids.
Do you do a tree?
We normally do a tree. We didn't do one this year, but not that it matters since I'm missing it up here anyway.
Yeah.
Did you do a tree? I know you grew up in a Jewish household, but...
Yeah, no, I didn't do a tree as a kid, but
sure.
I did do a tree and when I had a kid,
yeah.
And it was fun. It was kind of a beautiful. I love the smell.
Mm-hmm.
We don't smell. Doesn't smell up in space.
No,
I'm kind of missing that.
Yeah.
At the top, maybe an angel,
a star, or an angel. Yeah, I guess angel is the thing that most popular.
Angel Olsen. You know, she's another one on my top 10 list of 2014. Burn Your Fire for No Witness. Madly love that record.
Incredible record,
right?
Yeah.
Worked with John Congleton. We talked to him about her. And we should definitely
Do you have her number?
Yeah. You know, she's recently moved to Asheville, North Carolina. So she's probably up in the mountains.
Let's give her a call and see.
Yeah, yeah. Angel Olsen, it's Bob Boylan. This is a little weird. I'm in space. Robin Hilton is with me, and
it's kind of a long story.
Yeah, the essence of it is we're gonna miss the holidays, and we figure somebody with a name like Angel would be the right person to call for the holidays. So,
listen, I got some stuff for you guys out there in space. I never really had I would always go see my family for the holidays, and. Sometimes very stressful, but always really good to see everyone. And these last 2 years, I've just been spending them at Waffle House.
On tour? An endless tour?
Yeah, but this year, I've decided I want to change it up a little bit. I'm going to go to Waffle House on Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, I'm going to spend Christmas in the Smoky Mountains.
Ooh,
and,
lovely.
Yeah, it's a very luxurious kind of Christmas, but I figured after... being gone all year, I deserve to not only go to Waffle House, but do it up a little bit.
What's your specialty at the Waffle House?
I like my eggs over easy and a waffle on the side.
My mouth is watering. We have no food up here.
I have to tell you guys, I wanted to change my tradition a little bit because this year, me and my tour manager, Tim, were talking about Dolly Parton a lot, just because we've been watching videos of her performances with Porter Wagoner and all of these different videos of her performing live. And I've decided to spend the entire Christmas day watching Dolly Parton movies. And starting with Smoky Mountain Christmas and ending with Steel Magnolias.
I somehow imagined a quaint home, somebody who named somebody Angel. I figured, you know, they're going to celebrate the holidays in old-fashioned style.
I've been singing my songs all year, so it might just be like Dolly. I might just create my own Dolly world. She's just got such audacity, and I think it's so cool. And I never really listened to country music intensely until people were like, you know, you're kind of country.
Well, we'll see what we can get up here so far away. You have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Yeah, you bet. You
Happy
too.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
What's going on?
It's an alarm. It says approaching P67, the comet.
That's it. We're here. We better suit up.
Okay, hang on. Hold on, Bob. We're touching down. All right, I'm ready. I'm going to open the pod hatch.
All suited.
All right, steady. Careful.
surface isn't as firm as I thought it would be. It's almost spongy. I can hear the music.
Sounds like it's coming from over there.
All right, let's go. Steady.
What could it be?
Is that a person? It looks like it's several people.
Huh?
This is insane.
Yo! Hello!
I don't think they can hear us.
Hello!
Wait a minute, here comes somebody. Is that? No.
Hi, fellas.
Steven Thompson.
Every year.
Oh, how did you get here?
What are you doing here?
Guys, I'm just hosting a little retreat, you know, for some of my favorite NPR music people, you know, to get away from the noise and the distractions in the office. And,
I didn't get an invite.
Yeah, where was my invite? Yeah. I didn't get invited to the party.
No. How did you guys even find out about this?
Well, we got knocked on the head, thrown in a van, and shot in a rocket.
We're actually on a very important mission. We've been sent up here to investigate a song that the comet seems to be making.
Well, that's probably us. I mean, we've been playing music. Look, guys, I'm really sorry I couldn't invite you. We just didn't, you know, we didn't have room for more than just like a handful of people.
I can't believe that with the entire NPR music team invited, you wouldn't have thought to have All Songs Considered come.
You guys are here. Like, the show is totally represented. I mean, I'm on the show all the time. Lots of people who've been on the show are here. I mean, Ann Powers, Jacob Gans, Franny Kelly, Sammy Yenigan, Lars Godrich, Jasmine Garz, Daud Tyler Amin, Otis Hart, Anastasia Tsiolkas, Felix Contreras, Katie Presley, the revelers you can hear yelling in the background during our late-night South by Southwest dispatches, they're here.
I guess if that's all you could fit in...
Well, I mean, there are a few others, but just, you know, core people. Like, you know, Jessica Goldstein, Anya Grundman, Soraya Mohammed, Mark Mobley, Saida Blount, Ali Shahid Mohammed, Tom Heisinger, Patrick Jaron Watanan, Cedric Shine, the multimedia team, the NPR Arts Desk, some of the audio engineers like Kevin Waite, about a dozen NPR member stations.
Wait, you couldn't find room for us in all those people? Nobody couldn't make it?
Well, I mean, I asked Carrie Brownstein. She's busy. And a couple of member stations had to cancel because of, you know, pledge drives and stuff. But without them, we were able to make room for a ping pong table.
Well, I guess you'd want a ping pong table.
Well, so, I mean, I guess since you guys are here...
So, we could come to your party then?
No, I was actually hoping you guys could head back with this message to the All Songs Considered audience from the NPR Music Gang.
I guess so. I mean, what is it?
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
On NPR's Throughline.
We cannot function for 24 hours without cobalt. Because it's in our smartphone, our tablet, our laptop. And as a consequence, the lives of the people living in that part of the Congo descended into just a catastrophe.
Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.